Ashwin and Madhumita believe that they were lovers in a previous lifetime, and their meeting was ordained by fate. Is this true or is she merely conjuring up visions? The setting is Burma in 1962, according to Onegin when it opens. Murugappan, a Tamil laborer, rescues Samudra, the daughter of a wealthy Burmese general, at a local fair. She falls deeply in love with him but her father is adamant against it. However, the Burmese putsch takes place, and Murugappan attempts to smuggle Samudra into India. Malika, the girl who was in love with the lad, betrays them. The individuals leap from the boat, nevertheless, Murugappan is shot at and Samudra decides to die together with him. The tale picks up immediately after the conclusion of the previous book, with Madhumita, a game designer in Kiran's successful firm, with the frightening name of Tentacles, undergoing regression therapy. The deceased girl's room is decorated with a poster of Aung San Suu Kyi, Samudra's classmate. According to Madhu, she has encountered people from her previous life and is certain that she will encounter Murugappan in this lifetime. She does, however, in the form of Ashwin, a systems engineer working in her own firm. She begins flirting with him and forms a soft spot for her while he isn't ready to believe in past lives. Meanwhile, after an accident, Madhu retells a prequel to the Kali and Kalyani tale set in Madras in 1987. Kali is the tough guy who wins Kalyani's heart with his purity and goodness, but she has no choice but to marry Ravi Kiran, a business magnate. The lovers, in their own crazy way, are happy with the results. They elope and flee to India, but they are deceived and murdered. And the murderer might be someone close to them in their present lives, primed to strike again.